Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast and Radio MD, iHeart, or PodcastHealth.com, the best place, PodcastHealth.com. It's got all of the great podcasts about health and summarized for you so you'll know what's there. And it's a great place. This is 1255A. The A's of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast, are always the latest news of the week and what it means, especially to you. The B's, that's right, the B's are wonderful guests, and we have a sensational guest for you this week. And again, next week, I've just seen the lineup for next week. It is sensational. And so hopefully you will get to enjoy that as well. The stories this week, I wanted to go over three stories. The first one is our odd omega story of the week. And it could be a different number than that, but it is our odd omega. It is how omega-3s decrease nearsightedness and saturated fat in your diet increases it. The second one, I'll title that, and that is a longevity is the next disruptor story. Walk away from back pain. And our third, ultra-processed food kills what? We'll be back on those stories in just a second. And that third one is the Roizen rule for younger you, avoid the five food felons segment. We're brought to you, as usual, by Life's First Naturals, the makers of bovine colostrum and DiRescue, as well as Truebiotics. You can get all of them at a local store. Truebiotics, bovine colostrum, and especially DiRescue. DiRescue is so important for people going on the GLP-1s or increasing their dose. And of course, the other sponsor, for Youngevity.com, for the number four, Young, Youngevity.com, for Youngevity.com. It's a key thing to stay younger longer, and that's what for Youngevity.com stands for. The saturated fat, that is our odd omega story, is that U.S. kids are getting more and more nearsighted. It was 25% in the 1970s. It's now 42%. By the way, in China, it's 80% among teenagers. And you say, why is that? Is it screen time? Well, screen time has been accused of that. And guess what? In America, we watch 9.5 hours of screen time every day. That's the average for our kids. But even when the kids don't watch a lot of screen time, and now they're banned from doing it, I understand, in China, I think they allow 1 or 2 hours a day. But in any case, when you look at 6 to 8 year olds who eat ultra-processed food and saturated fat, they have an effect, that saturated fat, on the arteries in the retina and in the muscles to the eye that causes you to be unable to use them effectively and causes nearsightedness. Conversely, omega-3s, as in salmon, ocean trout, and walnuts, flaxseed, avocados, a lot of foods have omega-3s, sardines, anchovies, chia seeds. I think I've got most of the ones I love. That is salmon, ocean trout, avocados. I don't like sardines or anchovies, but they have high content, as well as flaxseed, chia seeds, and walnuts. Well, when you have those, it improves the blood flow to the retina and those muscles, and so you're less likely to develop nearsightedness. And that's our odd omega segment of the week. Our longevity is this next disruptor. Well, chances are that someone you know has back pain, and nearly 65 million Americans say they have back pain in any one time in a year. 16 million have it right now at any one time. And this study was published in JAMA Open Network, which showed that people who do 100 minutes a day, 100 minutes a day of walking, that's 10,000 steps, even if it's at low intensity, have a 23% reduced risk of lower back pain compared to those who do 78 minutes or less. It's time spent walking, not the speed, that confers the benefit. So if you want to avoid back pain becoming chronic, walk away from it. And if you want to prevent back pain, walk away from it. So the title of this is Walk Away from Back Pain. And the Roizen rule for younger you is stay away from the five food felons: simple carbs, added sugar, added syrups, stripped carbs, as I said, red and processed red meat, and fried food. What happens if you have ultra-processed food? Well, you take in extra calories. You also shift your sex hormone-driving hormones in your brain, it turns out, and it lowers sperm quality. So not only are the sperm less likely to be able to swim fast, but they also are less able to penetrate eggs. So if you want to get pregnant or you want your healthiest child, one, take a prenatal multivitamin. It has that omega-3 in it, which is so important for blood flow that we talked about before. But take an omega-3 containing prenatal multivitamin, and both the man and the woman should take it 6 months before pregnancy, through pregnancy for the woman. And then avoid ultra-processed foods, as well as alcohol and recreational drugs, and your sperm will be able to both swim fast and penetrate eggs much better than those guys who have ultra-processed food. Those are our great stories of the week. This has been 1255A, the latest medical news of the week, what it means to you. Now, I've got one more comment as long as I'm doing the medical news of the week, and you can tell what week I'm doing this by the story. The story is on Tylenol and pregnancy. So people have just flooded me with questions. Is Tylenol bad in general? The answer, no. Can Tylenol cause liver disease? Yes, when it's at high doses, but you don't have to have high doses usually to get the benefit of it, and fever reduction and reduction in pain. Does it decrease inflammation? No, not well. Does a little bit. It's no place near as good as aspirin or other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen, but it doesn't have the kidney problems that ibuprofen does, or the gut problems that ibuprofen and even aspirin has. That's why when you take aspirin or ibuprofen, make sure you take it with a half a glass of water before and after, so it lands in the water and dissolves there, and take it with bovine colostrum if you're taking the aspirin. But the key point on this is Tylenol bad? No. Can we use it in pregnancy? Does it cause autism? We do know that Tylenol is probably the safest anti-inflammatory and fever reducer that we use in pregnancy. We've advocated that over all others for a number of years. That is, medicine has. The data on Tylenol causing autism, pretty weak. How about what does help you? That is folate. Get that from a prenatal multivitamin. Make sure you're at the high end of folate. Folate's important in creating one of those letters in the DNA and RNA code, the T or the U, and it's very important to get enough folate to form thymidine, one of the four letters in the DNA code, correctly. Prenatal multivitamin decreases prenatal cancer, decreases cancer up to age 6 in the Canadian studies by 65%, decreases spina bifida in both the American and Canadian studies by over 80%. So make sure you get enough folate. And the easiest way to do that is make sure you're getting a prenatal multivitamin. Thanks very much for listening. We're brought to you, as usual, for longevity.com. Go there, sign up for the free newsletter and information about our coaching program that coaches you on longevity. Which of the 53 supplements should you be taking? Well, there's 17 that have more benefit than risk, and you'll learn them on that forlongevity.com. And of course, lifesfirstnaturals.com, the makers of Trubiotics, Bovine Coostrum, and DiaResque, D-I-A-R-E-S-Q, important if you're getting nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation with one of the GLP-1s. Take it for 2 days before your shot, 3 days after, including the day of the shot, and you'll probably, at least the anecdotes are, 60% of you will feel a ton better. That's DIE, D-I-A-R-E-S-Q, made by lifesfirstnaturals.com. Thanks again. They're all over the counter, by the way. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.